A little bit of red dough to the figure, this is your kavana. Hopefully I'm going to get the halacha. So just a little bit of the figure. The thing beforehand is kisa d'chamro, kisa d'shecho. We weren't so mad for just maybe to have a little bit more of a talk right after some of the figure. Shteini gemar. Shema minam et tzvich kavana. In kivin likra, it says, ayikari batera, in kivin liboy, אם כיוון ליבוי, יעשה. לך נימור, שמה מנום בסיסיוך כוונו. לך נימור, לא. מי כיוון, ליקרי. ליקרי זה כל כך. ליקרי להגיע. The number of things that are שוורים is גמור. The first thing that שוור is, לחר, what's the right, שמה מנום בסיסיוך כוונו, לחר, כן זיין, it's only a din, וישמה. וישמה אימי כוונו, like נימור, it's בהמשך הגמור. So it's עליו עבכו. Mafurisha there to call to Baishma, that you need Kavan. What's the raya to Shah Mitzvah, like Rashi says, it's Shur and Rava that holds the Kiel Ashir is Yasa, Mafurish no Shachet. If it's there to call to Baishma, that you need Kavan. Adair of the Rishenim asks, what's the Rishenim Behem Shechayask, what's the machlokes between the Tanoim, whether or not you need Kavanah for the first Pasuk or in Tel Aviv or the whole Parsha, the whole first Parsha? We just came out of the Masechet the Gemara was my Kivin Likru. But Mr. Zenger of Kavana. It was there, what's the Machlokes of Kavana? Whether or not you need Kavana for the first part. Now, Chazak has shared Rabbeinu Yehuda. The Bach was Ma'ir on Rabbeinu Yehuda before in the Tzar Rabbeinu Yehuda by the Sigur and Dafi Zvevi. He says that even if you hold Mrs. Ainsir of Kavana, but when it comes to Mitzvah, which is Bidibur, Ba'amira, like a Bracha or something, that Likuli Amin you need Kavana. Because when you have a Ma'isah for the Mitzvah, the Ma'isah is Shabbat Mitzvah. Hashem Kivani, all you have is a Dibur, you need Kavana. In fact, the Bach and others in Yeshua, that the Chayyar from Aristogus were not that way. What's the Gemara saying? Shmamina Mitzvah of Kavana, the Chayyar that stopped by Kriyishma. By Kriyishma, Kuliyam was, that's only Dibur, Kuliyam was masking that you're going to need Kavana. Even if you know Ma'adam or Ainsar of Kavana, even if you're Rova that holds the Ikea by Shefer, where you have a Maiko, the Chayyar when it comes to Shema, you're going to be masking that you're going to need Kavana. That's only a Dibur. So what's the kasha b'chal shomer mitzvah of kavana? It's not shomer and over b'chal. Rebbe would be masking it. The next thing that shomer, the Rashi says, what is the inquiry idea? He says that you're being mechavim magia sefer. A few of the kriyim in this kavan. Shaktesis b'chal shomer. Lamaisa, if you hold the mitzvah in this kavana, lamaisa you're being kareah. What's the difference? The kriyim in this kavan, but you're being kareah. What's the difference? The mazal a little bit. The Rishonim already asked to address this in you. And the Ritzvah, the Ra'o, the Mugi Yosef, the Rajbal, they're over there. They all want to kind of, there's three different types of Kavana. The first type of Kavana when it comes to Mitzvah is B'chol that you should to have Kavana that you're not being Mitzvah. You have to know what you're doing. It can't be that the guy is totally oblivious to what he's doing. It happens to be that he thinks he's eating Chometz and really he's eating Matzah. That doesn't work. That's Mitzvah Ba'alma. You have no idea what you're doing. You have to know what you're doing. And that is something, Mekuli Alma, everybody agrees that you need that. And B'chol HaMitzvah, and that's how the Bir Alacha says it's in the Tamach, Mekuli Alma is Ma'alacha, especially that you can't be Mitzvah. The second Kavana is Kavana to be Mekayim B'tziva HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the Machlokes of Mitzvah Zivah Kavana, Mitzvah Zivah Kavana. Do you have to be Mechav, when you do the Mitzvah, to be Mekayim B'tziva HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the third Kavana is the Kavana that we see B'hemshech HaGemara, that's a Kavana that you should be Mechav in the Pir Shaminu, you find a Libra in the Dabar Acher, and that is the Kavana that you only need Dafu by Kriyishma. Why do you need Dafu by Kriyishma? But the Rajbo, because since you've been Mechav Olmach HaShemayim, or in the first Bracha of Shemin Esai, for whatever reason, Mitzad of the Shvach of the Kadosh Baruch Hu, since you've been Mechav Olmach HaShemayim, ain't a bidin that you should be Mechav Olmach HaShemayim. You can't be Mekabal Olam Shemayim if you're thinking about something else. That's something which is only by Kriyishma. So there are three different things. One that you need by all mitzvahs, you have to know what you're doing. One that you don't need by any mitzvah, except for Kriyishma, Mekabal Olam Shemayim. And one by the rest of the mitzvahs, that's the Machlokes. Do you need for a follow-up to Mekabal to Mekabal to Mekabal to Mekabal? Kumtay, that Mekabal Olam Shemayim Mark. The first one that says Shemayim is just Kavan is known by the Kavan of Mekabal to Mekabal to Mekabal. That has nothing to do with all of that. The Hemshech is the one that says that the Machlokes is different in time. You have to have Mechavim for the first Pasuk. Or until Alav Avecho, or for the first Parasha. That's going because it's state Alav Avecho. So you need Shema needs a special Kavan because it's Kabbalah Shemaim. That's not going to get, there's nothing to do with Mikhaim Tziva because it's Brochus. No, we have all the Shemayim. Loka Shota is not mitzvah. So even if we pass in the mitzvah, the answer is Kavanah, when it comes to Jewish Ma'at, it's Kavanah, we'll fall to unity. Ah, you have to risk, well, why can the Gemara answer that? When the Gemara said, Shema in the mitzvah, Jesus Kavanah, why did the Gemara just answer? No, we're having the Kavanah of Kriyishma. When it says, in Kivin Liba, it means Kivin to be Mephash Pirish Amilu, Mechavim Pirish Amilu, so the final Liba is the Rache, and Mela is not Shemar on any other mitzvah. But that's the risk, because that's not the Mashmoyt of the Mishnah. The Mashmoyt of the Mishnah is that you need this Kavanah by Kologim of Pashim. This is a Kavanah that's marked by the entire Kriyishma. And there's no man that holds that way. It's either the first plastic or the most maximum that you need for the first parasha. No one holds you need by Kol Gemma parasha. You couldn't say that when we said Shema B'Rabbi Tzitzit Tzitzit, you couldn't say it's talking about the Kavanah specifically by Kriyishma, because nobody holds you need Kavanah by Kriyishma for the Gemma thing. LMI was plastic, that the Kavanah that we're handling over here is the Kavanah to be Mekayim Tzitzit Tzitzit Tzitzit. Now if you look at the Rajba, on Amid Bey, that Rajba, he's really going on the Gemara of Rava. So Remeir says that La Halacha, all you need is Kavanah to Mechavan Pirush Amilim and the first pasuk of Kriyishma. Like if you're not enough, you just have to Mechavan for the first pasuk. Nothing more. Amar Rava, Hosef Zekir Remeir. Sekir Rava, what do you mean Hosef Zekir Remeir? Rava just passed, Rava, we know Rava is passing the whole pasuk of Shittah, so this is the angel of Kavanah. That's how the Gemara just came out in Amar Al. You give him Amar Al, and this is the angel of Kavanah. Zekir Elamai, it has to be that when Rava says, like Remeir, you need Kavanah, that's only the Chachil. But the other, you don't need Kavana. You can't do Falcon with the things in Kavana. The Shaila is, it's Pashat. The Chilik in Kavana is Pashat. Like, where is the Bachman to say Napa? It's like, if you look at the Rajah himself in the second tariff, that's Scoop Harry Gold. He's Mechalik in the Kavana. The Shaila is, where is the Bachman to be Mechalik? Bechlal, not to be Mechalik. Bechlal, it's Pashat, it's to do Mechalik. So we're thinking that Ken Zayin, that's over here, when you get to Kriyashma, that the Rajah is such a tap. Kriyishma, the whole mitzvah of Kavanah of Kriyishma, Pirush Amilu, when Remeir says that you need Kavanah for the first pasuk, that means you need Kavanah to Mekabah Olach Shemayim. Be Mekabah Olach Shemayim means that you be Mekabah to do all the mitzvahs that HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling you. Kavanah Olach Shemayim and Kavanah to all mitzvahs, Pashtas, and then there's the second parasha. You be Mekabah on yourself to do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling you. So how could it be considered by Kriyishma, if you told me on Omer Al, that Shemayim of Mitzvah Ancient of Kavanah, prove it by Kriyishma, because Shemayim of Mitzvah Ancient of Kavanah. That means you don't have to be have Kavanah to be Mechavan, let's say we learn that it's two different Kavanah. You don't have to have Kavanah to be Mechavan, but this is the day of Mitzvah. That is HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitzvah. So how can you pass the number of days, you have to be Mechavan to be Mechavan Baruch Shemayim. Being Mechavan to be Mechavan Baruch Shemayim, Bechol Matai Emona. Automatically, when you're being Mechavan to be Mechavan Baruch Shemayim, you're Mechavan to do the Mitzvah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can't spot them. By Kriyishma, you can't spot them to do the Mitzvah. Generally, you can spot them. You can do the Mitzvah, you can eat the Matzah, and nothing, you want to be Mechavan. But here the whole mitzvah is to be Kavanah Baruch Shemayim. So if I'm Mechavan to be Kavanah Baruch Shemayim, because I'm Pirush Amilam, which is in front of you with the other after, automatically you're Mechavan for the new Kavanah Mitzvah. It doesn't pass to the Shemakam. That's the Shemakam. That's the Chal Shemakam. It's doing from Rashi that you don't need that Kavanah. The Aruch HaShulchan says in the first that you don't need the Kavanah for that mitzvah. You have to be Mechavan for a mitzvah. The fastest, you have to be Mechavan, the Mishan Brewer sounds like you have to be Mechavan for that specific thing. That is the mitzvah, though. That is the mitzvah.
It has to be the mitzvah.
100%? So, zikr, when I'm doing this mitzvah, should also be included in that? For sure, if you hold that, you don't need specific. But even if you don't need specific, Ken Zayin, it's Nichol in this. One of the things that I'm being Mechavan for is that when I'm going to read the Kriyishma, I'm going to be Mechavan in this. What happened to the Kriyishma? That's what the Rashi understood though. Why do you have to be for Pirush Amilu? The Shem is, why is Pirush Amilu different than that? Why is Pirush Amilu different than anything else? Says the Rashi, the reason why you have to become for Pirush Amilu is because since you've been Mekabel Olam Shamayim, you can't be the final leader of the Dover Acha. You can't be Nichlal and be Mekabel Olam Shamayim. That's the reason why you can be the final leader of the Dover Acha. It goes hand in hand. So somebody told me that B'Shem Rishol Salanta, that he says that it doesn't pass to be before him, says the pass to make a Tanai by Kriyashma. You get up before the Zman of the Magen Avraham, but you're not going to be able to daven the Tzibur then. So you say, if I can be Yaitu now, if I can't be Yaitu later, I want to be Yaitu now. If I can be Yaitu later, with the Tzibur, I want to be Yaitu. Does it work? So somebody told me B'Shem Rishol Salanta, he says it doesn't work. You can't be Mekabal Shemayim all Tanai. You're Mekabal Shemayim, you're not Mekabal Shemayim. Which one? Well, this guy says, so what do you mean? I'll be Mekabel Mosheim, 100%. But I don't want to be Mekabel Mosheim. The Torah says you can't spell them. And if not, there is such a Mosheim. I think it's a big information that Tenechan is Mekabel Mosheim, but not from Mekabel Mosheim. But the way that we go on the doing is that you can't spell them. Like the Zaz is saying, you can't spell them for doing things. For Kama that you be Mekabel Mosheim, you can't say that I don't want to be Mekabel Mosheim. That is the theme of the Mosheim. Goof and Nichol and then is the theme of the Mosheim. Just a husband around. It's not going to happen to Ramban. Ramban says in Muhammad Rosh Hashanah, he says he practically understands this by that there is no two different Kavanas, and by almost, it's not only by creation. But can that be translated? We can say that's true. And you say that's why it's mudbar now what the Shaila of the fallen Rava is in the Gemara. Of Zakta Ashi, Shemamah, and the two Kavanas, Shemar and Rava, they hold the Kaila Shir, is Yaitan. Because Rav is different masculine, like you said, by the Safik, that you're not going to be Yaitan. It's really the first Mishnah in the Aslam and Bain, in Rosh Hashanah, that I'm the Safik. Somebody that's Tokea, or Shemeyam in a Safik. I'm the Safik, or Yosef, or Shemeyam in a Safik, or Yosef. It's possible that I'm the Safik, you're not going to be Yaitan. So this is when Rav said, Tokea, or Shir, Yosef, he's not talking about the Safik. And he's also not talking about the third Kavanah that Shani mentioned. That's only Kavanah by Krishma. And our Gemara is also not talking about that, because the Gemara is going off of the Mishnah, the Mishnah is Mashmah, you need by all three parashas. So the Kavanah that we're handling is the middle Kavanah. Kavanah to Mekayim, the Mishnah of the Chazash Baruch Hu. And we see from the Mishnah, from the fact you need all three parashas, Shema Minah Mishnah Tzvim Kavanah, Shema Minah Mishnah Tzvim Kavanah. Now if we look at that Gemara a little bit, this, the Makor for Rava, it's an interesting Gemara. That Pachet Amun Aleph, Rosh Hashanah. Shalku Leil Avu Deshmu. They send the Shalat to Avu Deshmu. Kapu V'Ochel Mato, Yasa. The Gemara is trying to figure out, Kapu Mai, who is forced to eat Mato. Who forced him? Ima Yudu Kapu Shei, V'Otani, you can call him Yudu Shei, 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 Amr Avati, Shekafu Parsi. Goyim forced them to do it. Goyim forced them to eat. See. And what's the Alakha? Avu Dishmol said, Yatsa. Amar Elba, they say Mary, Lefila is, Tatekei Lashir Yatsa. If you're Tekei Lashir, you're not Mechavim for Nitzvah, Yatsa. In fact, Gemara, I know how. That's the same thing, of course. That's the din of Avu Dishmol. Mal Dishmol, Mal Dishmol, Mal Dishmol, Mal Dishmol, Mal Dishmol, Mal Dishmol, No, Ken Zayn, it says, the Torah, by Masa said, Achol Masa, I'm waiting. Have a lot of different shuruk, the Vahim Mitzatik Ba'amu. Come on, Shmuel. No, I would have Avu, you know, when it's Tekei Lashir, that Kuf is Mitzatik Ba'amu. Come on, Shmuel, say you're not. Zokta Gemara, Almatasavar, Rava, Mitzvah, Saint Jesus, Kavanah. We see from here that Rava holds Mitzvah, don't eat Kavanah. The Gemara goes through a whole shock of attack, and at the end, the Gemara comes down, Omer Yerzer, Veshame, Echadim, Vitekavim. Almatasavar, Mashmir, Bani, Bani, Kavanah. The Gemara says only at the end, Yerzer comes down, he says that he told the Shamish, you should be Mechavit when you blow the Shefer, be Mechavit to be Mechavit. Now she says, Mechavit is Kavanah, Veshmi, Lohit, Eidi, Yidei, Kavanah. Yes, be Mechavit in the Mitzvah. So there's a number of things over here that are shown. First of all, the Gemara says, Rava said in Avu Deshmuel, Kafu Barsim Vahamati Yasa. And Rava said on that, Zaytam Rav Kehilash Yasa. The Gemara understands, she said that, it's the same thing. Eva said that Avu Deshmuel also holds the din of Mrs. Tzvichas Kavana, Mrs. Tzvichas Kavana, because Kafu Barsim Yasa. So why did Rashi say in our sugya that the shell is only on Rava? But Rashi, Shmuel, Mrs. Tzvichas Kavana, it's Kafu Rava though, the Kehilah Shir is Yosef. The Chorit is fair also on Avu Deshmuel. Avu Deshmuel says, Kafu Parasim, you get, Le'el Chomasa, you get it. But the same Tzvichas Kavana. Betem that's fair, even the Gemara itself. The Gemara says on Omer Beis, Alma Kasava Rava, but the same Tzvichas Kavana. Why did the Gemara say Dach on Rava? The Chorit is fair on Avu Deshmuel also. And the third thing which is fair is what's the Hemshech of Gemara? Zera, at the end of the day, Gemara comes out, and Zera told the Shamish, we have to be Mike and the Dechavit Krishma. Chari, the Gemara just came out before, and Amukas Avraham, this is the Yitzchir of Kavanah. Chari, we hold the Yitzchir of Kavanah. So why was Reb Zeir telling the Shamash to be Mechavan to be Meitzi? So the truth is that the Ramban says Bedas Arif, we saw earlier, Reb Yehuda brought down, that Rif Shita is the Mitzvah Yitzchir of Kavanah. What's the Makar for the Rif? It says the Ramban, the Makar for the Rif is this Gemara. Reb Zeir, at the end of the day, he holds that Reb Zeir is holding the Mitzvah Yitzchir of Kavanah. And that's why he told the Shamash we might see him. Masha'in came, not like Rav, and then Chalam Yitzhak and Machlek is in Rav and Rav Zeir, and the Rishkul is like Rav Zeir. And therefore you need Mitzvah Tzvitz Kavan. But the problem is that the Rambam says not the way. The Rambam brings down both Rav Zeir and brings down the din of Kafu Parthi. He says the Kafu Goyim, and in Parag Vol, Allah can give him a Kamu Kamach, he says Kafu Goyim, Di Masa Yu Yosef, Masha'in came, but he gave to Shefer, Parag Vez, Wach Adal Ad Shefer, he says that the somebody that's like, yeah, has to be as you're not yitzeh, you're chavin shemei u'mashmei. You need mefurash kavan. Mashmei is the tzrich of kavan. Shall tell you mesadim two things. If you look at the Ram here, in Daf Machet, he's bound to the Rambam. He says that there's a chilek. There's a chilek between Avud and Shmuel and Rambam there. That in the Chanami the Rambam holds the tzrich of kavan like Rambam there. However, when it comes to Maisa Mitzvah, when it comes to Kafu or Parsim, also Masa, that you're doing a Maisa Mitzvah, there you don't need Kavan. The Maisa Mitzvah, that's in place of the Kavan. Agav, this is really true of Kavan, no. When it comes to a Maisa, there you don't need Kavan. The meal is very good, the Gemara also. The Gemara says, Shramina Amos Kavarov, and this is ancient of Kavan. Because it's going, Avudish will talk about either the Maisa. So even if you hold Mr. Tzrich of Kavan, so you're going to be a Tzirchir. Mashenkin Rav is going by Shefer. Says the Rav, by Shefer, it's not the Tekiya Shefer, the Maitha Tekiya Shefer, which is the Mitzvah. It's the Shmiya Balma. The Brach Lavi make is Mishmoya called Shefer. The Mitzvah is Aydin Shmiya. Shmiya is not a Maitha Bachal. Shmiya is not a Maitha. And even though Rav holds that you're right there by Tekiya Lashir, by Tekiya Lashir, by Tekiya Lashir, between Rav in economic and Zayin really misses Tzrichus Kavano. However, when it comes to Maisa Mitzvah, you don't need Kavano. Shaila is like the Seifler in Simon Lamed Hei of the Seif Shabbos. He says, how could it be, how does that work, Kavano? If you hold Mitzvah Tzrichus Kavano, that means you have to be Mechavim, the way that one is saying, it means you have to be Mechavim to be kind, the Tzrichus Kavano. So what does it help that you're, when you're eating Matzah, that you're doing a Maisa? You're nene, you're having an oh, whatever it is, whatever the Indian is, what you're doing the mitzvah. How does that make it? You're mechavim for the mitzvah. Probably the only Tzrich Kavanah is you have to mechavim to mechavim to see what you're doing. Over here, you want mechavim to mechavim to see what you're doing. Very good, you ate. Mila said he wants to say fakir. He wants to say, Adair for Ben Yehuda. Ben Yehuda said the exact fakir of this ram. Not that mitzvahs always need Kavanah, just when you have a mitzvah, you don't need Kavanah. Fakir, mitzvahs don't need Kavanah. This is ancient of Kavanah. That's Chan the Rambam. How come by Kiyah Shefer, he holds AD Kavanah? Because Kiyah Shefer is not the mice of the globe. It's the Shmiya. Shmiya is not a mice of the call. Shmiya is not a mice of the Mele, you're going to be Kavanah. The same way that the Mele Yenah says, by Dibri, you're going to be Kavanah. So Kum says that there is a chilek already in the Gemara between, if you're passing both like Avud, the Shmuel, like if there, Kum says it's already before in the Gemara, there's a chilek between the mice of, doing a mice of, and doing a and a mitzvah which is not a mitzvah. Even though it's very good, Shannon Rashi says, the Mili Rashi says, why does Rashi say that the Shannon Gemara is Dato on Rava? Shannon Rashi says, the one that Rashi never said you, it's fair with you, Rava, that holds Tekiel Ashir is Yatra. Why does Dato have Shver and Rava? Why does Shver and Avod Shmuel? The Torah says because really we're going, even if Mitzvah's ain't Trich of Kavanah, when our Gemara says Shmah and Mitzvah's Trich of Kavanah, so even if you hold Mitzvah's ain't Trich of Kavanah, but when it comes to a Mitzvah which is only a Shmiya Ba'alma, which is only a Dibur, that's a Kriyashma, there we all can keep a Mibad, you need Kavanah, Shmah and Mitzvah's Trich of Kavanah. The Mibad, that's going to be Shver, Dafka on Rava. Rava that holds when it comes to Tekei Lashir, which is a Shmiya Ba'alma, it's not a Maitha Mitzvah, he'll do Yerithi even though you didn't have Kavanah, Chavitin our Gemara, that when it comes to something which is not a Maitha, you need Kavanah. Not sure we call it Abu Dishmul. Abu Dishmul can't find his mask in that this is ancient of Kavanah. When it comes to, and the reason why you read the by by Kapur Vachal Matzah, because they don't have Maitha Mitzvah. You have no riot, there's nothing shver for Kriyashma. Kriyashma, can't even give me mask by Kriyashma, you need Kavanah. Abu Dishmul, the only reason why he said, you're Yaitis, is because you did a Maitha Mitzvah. When it comes to Kriyashma, which is a deeper Ba'alma, can't even Abu Dishmul be mask by Kavanah. Because there all you have is a deeper, you don't have a Maitha. The only thing that's shver is Dafka Shver and Rava. Rava holds that it's not going by Maitha, it's going by Shmiya Ba'alma. Shmiya Ba'alma, if we see an hour tomorrow, you get the Kriyashma, which is only deeper, you need Kavanah, then the Shver and Rava, that holds by Shmiya, which is only it's not a mitzvah. Also, you need someone.
Here, you are one of the mitzvah.
It can't be metallic for me, but it's not like Masa. Masa, the actual Maitha of the Mitzvah, is the Achila is the Maitha Mitzvah. Over here, the blow of the Shef is not the Maitha Mitzvah. It's hearing. And if somebody blows it, and he can't hear, it's not Yisra. So now they need to do the Maitha. They need to do the... If he is, it's not fair, the Kasha that we asked on Rabbeinu Yehuda. Rabbeinu Yehuda, effect about Rabbeinu Yehuda, how can you tell me that really misses instrument of Kavanah? But when it comes to deeper, you need Kavanah. We see in the Gemara at the beginning of our thing, Yishmael misses instrument of Kavanah. Now we're asking you on Rava. We're asking Yishmael misses instrument of Kavanah. Why is that fair on Rava? Rava's going by a Maitha. By Tzkiya Shefer. Sarah says, no, Rava's not going by it. Tzkiya Shefer is not a Maitha. Tzkiya Shefer is a Shmiya Ba'alma. The Mela and Echanami. The whole Shalat of our Gemara is Dafka because it's deeper. That was because it's zebra, and you don't have a mitzvah, that's why you only need kavanah. If you'd have a mitzvah, you would need kavanah. That's why it's fair and normal. The shaila is, where's the makom between mechalek between the mitzvah and the zebra? What's the makom b'chalek to mechalek? Why should it be that when you have a mitzvah, you don't need kavanah? Why should it be when you have a zebra, you do need kavanah? So just think of the makom of human prudence. The shaila is b'chalek, where's the makar for Mr. Tzichus kavanah in the first place? What's Pshat of the Machlokes? Dimri Bina in Arachayim Tzimri Yudalad is trying to figure out is it in the Rashi or is it in the Rabbanan? So he brings out the Prima Rabbanan and holds it in the Rabbanan. He wants to find it, because it's in the Rashi. And it says, of the B'chol Ravchem, B'chol Ravchem, Egu Avinu Shevelei, Avirim is a Tfilo, and it's something which is only a Dibur. So the Shal is that Din that the Torah said, "Of the B'chol of Alchem, that you need to have Kavanah." Is that specifically, let's say, by Tefillah, or is that all encompassing? Tefillah is an Avodah Shebaleiv, and merely has to have Kavanah. But does that apply to all mitzvahs or not? The mandam of the whole mitzvah is Kavanah. He holds that applies to all mitzvahs. The Of the B'chol of Alchem is a Zerif HaKosef that tells you it has to be when you do a mitzvah of the day, it has to be B'chol of Alchem. And if you're not going to have the Mechavan, then you weren't becoming a mitzvah. Mashinkin, the other mandam holds mitzvah. The mitzvah is ancient of Kavanah. He goes, no, that pasuk is not going to be mitigated to all mitzvahs. It's not a din by all mitzvahs. Can that be specifically by Tefillah? But it's not telling you by every single mitzvah that if you weren't mechavan, you weren't mechavan mitzvah. Even today, the chari is very hard to mechalik between whether it's a mitzvah or whether it's a zibur. A mitzvah. There's a custom. The man of Mahal needs Kavanah because the other is custom. The man of Mahal, you don't have a custom. The chari that's John the Rif. Rif is not mechalik. Between Reb Zera, he says that it's Machlokes between Reb Zera that's going by Tzkiya Shefer and Abu Dishmuel that's going by Achilas Masa. He wasn't Machlokes Machal between the two different things. Pashmas because he holds Kenzani because he holds that it's in the right. And then the right, there's no Machlokes to be Machlokes. And vice versa, it's a theory of Pashmas Reb Zera. However, if you understand that it's only in the Rabbanim, then Machlokes you have already Machlokes to be Machlokes. If it's in the Rabbanim, it's a Tzkiya Shekavano. It says in Rebino, it could be Machlokes even there. We find it more, we had a place before him, a place in Sukkot, the Afgim Omanala, that once the Chazal and the Sakan are certain things, it's Machlokes the Tzkiya there. So maybe if Chazal and the Sakan should have Kavano, you don't have Kavano, it's be Machlokes even there. It's not fair to say that the whole thing is only there. Rabbanim. Yeah. 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 What? What's the Machlokes? Like, then? If it's a Dinder Rabbanim. So you can say that the Machlokes is in Echanami, the man of the whole thing needs Kavanah is because you don't miss a Kavanah as well. Who needs a Machlokes to become a Mitzvah? However, the other man of the whole thing, you don't need Kavanah, not that he's be'et in Machlokes. He just holds that Dhamma is a Shema. Dhamma, a Mitzvah, is done, a Shema. The question is, do you have a Tum Lashma or not? The Mandam of the whole, you're not Yetze, because you don't have a Tum Lashma, you have to have a Kavana of the Furish. Mandam of the whole, that you are Yetze, because the Tum is Lashma. Even if you want Machav and the Hedya, your Tum is Lashma. The same way you find by Kavana. The Halach is by Kavana. If you shaft the Kavana without having a specific Kavana, the Halach is that your Tum is Lashma. Unless you have a Kavana of Hepech, you get to the Mitzvah. Even though you can say the same thing as by a mitzvah. That a mitzvah, the stoma is lishma. And unless you have kavana hapucha, you're going to be a free mitzvah. However, what's the pshat of the stoma lishma? What does it mean that stoma is lishma? Why is stoma lishma? What did you do? So Reuven, in Simon Tess and Sukkah, declares that he gets the whole Indian mitzvah to kavana. So he wants to say that the Indian, he declares that he gets the stoma lishma. And his first pshat is that in a Hanami, you don't need a mashav lishma. Lo yi ba'ina mashav lishma, unless you call ma'isa, avoyde shenasa, mechshavah memeila kenas lishma. Once you do a ma'isa, the ma'isa, since it's aimed for this thing, any ma'isa you're going to do in this thing, a carbon is aimed for this behemoth is aimed for a carbon, so a ma'isa of shita you can do in the carbon, is automatically lishma. You don't be'etchem have to think of lishma. Automatically, by doing a ma'isa, something which is aimed for a mitzvah, by doing a ma'isa in it, it's aimed lishma. This ma'isa is aimed for your mitzvah, but maybe when you eat the matzah, it's lishma. Doing the mitzvah. Very good. So maybe Kevin's arguing that if the mandam that holds the ancient kavanah, because it's be'etim stama lishma. Same way by a carbon is stama lishma, so here's stama lishma. But that's only when you're going to have a mitzvah. When you have a mitzvah, the mitzvah is done in the thing, the mitzvah is done in the matzah, you're eating the matzah, that shot that it's a stama lishma. But we don't have a mitzvah, all you have is a deeper. Or you all have the Shmiya Ba'alma, and the you have nothing to shaft the mitzvah into the Shema. It's only through the mitzvah that you shaft into the Shema. Without a mitzvah, you're not going to have anything to shaft into the Shema. Kumta is better to ask him that, right? So he says, if you understand that the whole part is Tam Lashma, so when you're shady, you tell the Shema, you say that in the Khanami, you don't need mitzvah to answer from Kavana, but if you have Kavana Apucha, or Kavana not to be Yetzer, then you're not going to be Yetzer. Why? Why does it work? Because you makia the Tam Lashma. It's not that the Etim is one. It's just generally you have a Tam Lashma. Once you do something which Kokama you do that, I know you're doing the Ma'aseh Mitzvah. But you're saying before, I'm eating this Ma'aseh, I don't want to eat the Ma'aseh Mitzvah. You don't have a Tam Lashma. The Ma'aseh Mitzvah can only shaft into the Shema. Kokama, that's the Tam. Kokama, you're saying before, that you don't want it to be Etim. In the Chanam, you're not going to be Etim. However, if you look at the Turi Evan, he says, you can't say the Tam Lashma. Tam Lashma is only in by carbon. Carbon that you were Maktish. So this is the etzem only for a carbon. You can't do anything else with it. Even if you try, that's it, it's only for a carbon. So therefore, you could say when you do a Ma'aseh Shechita, the Shechita is Tam Lashma. Masha'i came by any other mitzvah, let's say by Achilas Matzah. You don't have to eat this piece of matzah. You could be Mekayim Yechiyev with a different piece of matzah. Where is it Mukach anywhere that when you eat this piece of matzah that you're doing is Mekayim the mitzvah? There's no Stam Lashma over there. Only something like Karban Pesach, Karban Stama Karban. There's Be'etzem, the Chesed of the Behemoth is Mekudesh already. Therefore, it's aimed automatically to do the Mekayim the mitzvah. So when you do a Ma'aseh Shechita, then automatically you're doing it for the Ma'aseh Mitzvah. Masha Enkei, when it comes to matzah or something, comes to Achilas matzah, comes to even. That's a different nikuda. We'll get to that in a second. That's a high level. But in Echlamic, that's Stama Zot. Even so. 100% that's you're obviously doing it for that, but it's not mukach in the mice. It's not mukach in the mice. The whole yisrael doesn't stop there. You can only say Tam Lashma. It starts before that. It's not coming here. You can only say Tam Lashma if this is be'etzem what it's aiming for. Even this piece of matzah is not aiming for this. I could be aiming for this matzah even tonight. If it's a piece of matzah, it's not mukach in this piece of matzah that I'm eating. Then I want to be aiming for. I'm going to eat in 5 minutes another piece of matzah. In 10 minutes I need another piece of matzah. It's not mukach in this piece of matzah. Then I want to be a smachim. That's what happens.
Why is the matzah in the
mice itself? Why is the mice itself? Why?
The mice itself.
How many conditions of matzah do you need on Leil Pesach? Two, three, four. The fact that you eat this piece of matzah, mamash not, it doesn't show anything. Okay. I'm going to eat it in 5 minutes. You may have to. Why is it a chesaron in the ma'isa? If it's be'etzem, this carbon pesach, you can't do anything else. I can't be eating my chiyuv of carbon pesach with a different carbon. This was the ma'isa with a different behemoth. This ma'isa is this carbon is this behemoth is mekudesh for a carbon. So obviously, if I'm eating it, obviously, if I'm shechting it, if I'm doing something with it, obviously it's for the mitzvah. Mashenkin, when it's not aiming for it, then mameila, the ma'isa, is not mucham.
But by
saying
not
that
the
rabbi
is making
the night of
the
night. Oh, that's enough.
But
by most
of
this,
the fact that the
mice
looks like
a
mice mitzvah,
not
even
the
lula.
No,
take
a lula, like
the kind of thing. Anything like that, the mice that drives the mice mitzvah, I could do it differently. The mice itself is driving the mice mitzvah.
That's tamakasha. I like any matzah. No. Kokama, that it doesn't have to be, so you can't say that it vibes. If it doesn't have to be, if it doesn't vibe. It only vibes if it has to be. Take matzah. Matzah is just the clearest. If it doesn't have to be that I'm yitzhak with this matzah, I don't know, you could say you say from Lubavko. I don't know if you're yitzhak with this shaking rule, like me later on. Oh, of course, why not am I doing it? That's not Makasha. Why is it doing it? That's
the final.
Some Lishma means that it's the. What is it? Why is it some Lishma? If a guy's not thinking of anything, it's some Lishma.
Some Lishma means Stamda.
But how do you understand that when it comes to Mitzvah? When it comes to mitzvah, it's dumb. That's the guy has no idea that he's doing. He doesn't. He's not thinking of doing mitzvah. It's dumb.
Because he knows
that
he's
doing the rule. Why? Because he's doing
the
rule. Tama Shchita, even if the Ukraine has no idea why, what he's checking. Tama Lishma, it's not because he knows that he's in. The whole thing is permanent, it's not that way. Tama Shchita, it's not that way. If you understand like the story of it, suppose it's the first Malach, the Mimir Chalak used to say that it's Tama Lishma. Tama Lishma is not going if you have a Maisa, not a Dima. Says the story of it, no, it doesn't pass with Tama Lishma. That's the Allah Hashem says in the first. Because doesn't, we don't say like by touching Tama Lishma. That's the problem which is the Kurdish. Did you say some Lishma? He says the same one. Abel say, what's the machlokes is between the mother and the students, the mother and the same you can't say whether or not that everybody holds the Lishma, just mother and the students come on holds that it's some Lishma, because that's not true. He says, the mother and the holds, Mitzvah same students come on, it holds because the mitzvah itself is the mitzvah. In Echonami, you don't need, it's not some Lishma. You don't need a Lishma. The mitzvah that God's Baruch Hu told you to do was take a lulu, was eat matzah, even if you're not being a chavitzer. As long as you're being mechavet, as long as you know that it's a mitzvah, that's enough. The Ra'a says, Kapul v'akul parsim. He says, if he knows that it's Pesach, in this case, Kapul v'akul parsim. He knows it's Pesach, he knows he's eating matzah. So let's say he thinks he's eating chametz, and it's really matzah. Or if he thinks that it's the middle of the winter, and it's really Pesach, then you're not going to be eating. You're going to stop involved, you know you're being mechavet the mitzvah. But as long as you know that you're being mechavet the mitzvah, that's enough. The whole machlokes is between the mandama that holds that you need kavana, that's just because he holds that if you're doing the ma'aseh mitzvah and you're not being mechavan, then that is the tafik ba'alma. Kokami not being mechavan, then you're being mechavan. Mandama that holds, no. As long as I know that I'm doing the mitzvah, as long as I know that it's what I'm doing, you're not being mechavan ba'alma, and you don't think that it's kavan. That's enough. As long as that's the ma'aseh mitzvah that Hashem Baruch Hu told me. Able said, it's tafka din. By Maisa. That's only possible by Maisa. This is the Maisa Mitzvah. When it comes to Shmiel, or even by Dibur and Zion, Dibur is a little more Chodesh, but even by Dibur, there's no Maisa Mitzvah over there. You can't say that this is what a Kodesh Bokhus is telling me. The fee is, Kumta, if it's the Maisa Mitzvah which a Kodesh Bokhus is telling me, and it's not a Tam Lashma, Kumta, even if you're Omer V'Tzaveah, then you're still going to be Yetzi Mitzvah. Because if you hold that the heart is, that Mitzvah's Ancient Haskavan is because it's Tam Lashma, so if you're Omer V'Tzaveah and you say you don't want to be Yetzi Mitzvah, And Chalam, you're not going to get to this one. That's what we saw in the Rishonim. They say you're not going to get to this one because you don't have the Tam Lishma anymore. But Shinkin, if you hold that the Tavar is not Tam Lishma, you hold that the Tavar is that we don't care if you have Kavana. The Mitzvah, that's what the Tavar is going to be Tavar. It doesn't make a difference. Even if you're Oving Tavar, if you don't want to do it, what's the difference? You did the Mitzvah Mitzvah. You ate the Matzah. I don't want to be ate. So what? We don't care about your Kavana. You don't need Kavana. You did the Mitzvah Mitzvah. You ate it.
Or
at
least
like with something. Oh, so. So the Kapit Mor, really the only true when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, he says that there's a steer in the Ra. In fact, there's a steer in the Ra. The Ra says, the Ram brings down the Ra that I just said before, and if you have no idea that it's Pesach, or you have no idea that you're eating Matzah, you're not eating. That's the Pesach Baal. But the Beit Yisrael brings down, Tafresh Pesach, he brings down the oil Moyer, who quotes the Ra, who says, that even if the guy is Emir V'Tzeveach, you're Yaitan. The Shem is, what's the difference? What's the difference between this case and this aspect, where you don't know that it's Pesach? In this case, you're Emir V'Tzeveach. Why should we? How does it stim? The more the Shem is at all. So Kivegan is a guy from the Yom Shua, he says, it's not Shem Bechal. When you're being this aspect, you have no idea that this is a Mitzvah Bechal. Forget not to be Mekar in the Mitzvah. You have no idea that this is the Mitzvah of a Mitzvah. You think you're eating Chometz, you don't think you're eating Matzah. You think that it's Chanukah, it's truly Pesach. You have no idea that what you're doing is, can even be considered at any point of the year a Maisa of the Mitzvah. Masha'ikim, you're eating Matzah on Pesach, and you're just saying, I don't want to be Yaitan. You know good and well what you're doing is a Maisa of the Mitzvah. That's not Masafik Ba'alma. You know you're doing a Maisa of the Mitzvah. Even so, you don't want to be Yaitan. It doesn't make a difference. Very good that you want to be Yaitan. We don't need your Kavana. You're doing the Maisa of the Mitzvah. We don't need your Kavana. It's not a Masafik Ba'alma. Kumtes, we have two Ma'alchim in the Ma'alchim of Mitzvah Zayt Yitzvah Kavana, Mitzvah Yitzvah Kavana. If you hold that the word is Mrs. Ainsur has come on it because it's everybody holds you need Lishma. Just Dhamma is Lishma. So then come if you have Kavana, then you don't want to be Aita, and you're not going to be Aita. Mashenkin, if you hold it, that really Dhamma is not Lishma. Like the three of you said, it doesn't pass Dhamma Lishma. Only by your is passes Dhamma Lishma. Come to the Mahlakis is whether or not when you do a Maitha Mitzvah, is that enough? Or do we say, no, that's Mesasik Ba'alma. The man that holds the Mitzvah, the man that holds, even if you're doing the Maitha Mitzvah, well, the Maitha, if you're not being Mechavik of the Mitzvah, that's the Sassi Baal. The other man that says, no, I know that I'm doing the Mitzvah. This is what the Stephen that I got the problem with the Tavim. You're Yaitha. The male, even if you're Yaitha, you don't want to be Yaitha. The Maitha, you're doing the Maitha Mitzvah. So, see this, we have a Rebbe from the Machlokes that we had before and then the Rebbe. The Rebbe asked on Shizat Rashi that by Dibur, where do we ever find when you make a Kavan? Rashi says that if you're Mechavik for great Piagophin, at the beginning of the bracha, the end of Shachar Yom Tov. So that's the shadow of the Gemara. Can be Yosef by Kitzur the Chamer and Kitzur the Shachar. Back to Rashi, where do we ever find it where the Kavanah is Megareh? So if you understand the Gemara and Rosh Hashanah Kipshuta, that there's Taka no Chelet, like the Rif on the chin, that there's Taka no Chelet between Shmiya and Dibur and Amaisa. But you pass in the Mitzvah Eitzur of Kavanah. Not like the rest. So come to what does it mean, Mr. Tainter of Kavanah? It means as long as you're doing what the Kaddish Baruch Hu told you to do, then you're carrying a mitzvah. Even day when you have a Dibur also, as long as you're doing what the Kaddish Baruch Hu told you to do, you're carrying a mitzvah. That's all that you need. The Mela, he has an action. Where do we see anywhere? Mr. Tainter of Kavanah, the word is, he held like a second shot every day. As long as you're doing what the Kaddish Baruch Hu wants to tell you, then you're carrying a mitzvah. The Mela, what's going to help you, even very good when you said the bracha, you're mechavim and something else. Kavanah is not megareh. So what did all the Rishonim answer without Rashi? No, but you're mechavim lehepet. So when you're mechavim lehepet, that's worth it. So why did the Rambam say that? The Rambam himself held that even if you're mechavim lehepet, it's not going to be any worth. You did the Maaseh Mitzvah, that's what the Rambam tells you to do. The deeper was the bracha to Hashem. That you did. The same way that if you're mitzvah by matzah, it's not going to make any difference because you did the Maaseh Mitzvah. So to by the deeper, when you said bracha to Hashem, like you know, as long as you're mechavim for a mitzvah. Kosh, you know, you're mechavim for shum bracha b'ayilum. But if you work with Shabbat Shabbat, as long as you did the Maisa, it doesn't make a difference, even if you're Emirates of Eif, you're not Yitzhak. Mashiach and the other Mishayim are all of this, so that's Pshad is a different thing, we said. So Pshad is that it's Domalish. And the Mela Kokama that you have Kavana Lahepet, that you don't want to be Yitzhak, you're not going to be Yitzhak. So Mela Shishas Rashi is very good that if I say Baruch Adah Hashem, like Yitzhak Melacharilum, that I don't have to have Kavana. But if I'm thinking about something else, then it's what it's worth. You take away the Sabbath of Kavana. You're not going to be able to get your hands on. I'll have a